You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. Innovation doesn't happen in pre-recorded lectures. Quantic's Executive MBA uses interactive micro-lessons and personalized feedback every 8 seconds. Paired with a global network of high-achieving professionals, it's the modern MBA you've been waiting for. Visit quantic.edu/wired for more.
Oxford releases new data on vaccine efficacy against UK strain, Johnson & Johnson seeks FDA approval, and the US Senate passes a key resolution for coronavirus aid. Here's what you should know. First, the bad news. There's some evidence that B.1.1.7, the variant first discovered in the UK, could be more deadly than the original coronavirus strain, in addition to being more transmissible. Now the good news, new data released Friday indicate that the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine protects against both the original virus and this mutation. Allegedly, more contagious variants have made it stateside in recent weeks. In response, drug makers are rushing to retool shots to boost protection against variants. And on Thursday, the FDA said that it's putting together new standards for adapting drugs, tests, and vaccines specifically to fight against more resilient mutations. Johnson & Johnson applied for emergency use authorization from the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine on Thursday. If approved, the vaccine will likely go into use in late February or early March. Supplies are expected to be limited at first, but the shot will still be a welcome addition. Unlike the two vaccines currently in use, it requires only one dose and can be stored in a regular refrigerator. Still, the fact that Johnson & Johnson's vaccine has a slightly lower efficacy rate than those already in use means that officials may soon face difficult questions about who gets what shot. And after hours of voting, the Senate approved a budget resolution at 5:30 a.m. on Friday that brings legislators one step closer to passing Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill with a simple majority, rendering Republican support unnecessary. Biden's plan includes $1,400 per person direct payments for most households, a weekly $400 unemployment insurance supplement through September, expanded paid leave, and more. Earlier this week, the president met with a group of GOP senators to discuss an alternate $618 billion relief plan they had drafted in an apparent attempt to work across the aisle. But he later reaffirmed that he wants Democratic legislators to, quote, go big on pandemic aid. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired, and I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.